Coronavirus has sparked an epidemic of creative community spirit across the county.
Scrubs. More than 1,500 volunteers across Norfolk are making and distributing much-needed scrubs for frontline medics. Scrubs are the plain clothes worn by frontline healthcare workers, and they need to be changed frequently to prevent the spread of infection. With more changes, many more scrubs are being used. When Norwich teacher Gillian Francis discovered that doctors and nurses were running short of the simple tops, trousers and hats known as medical scrubs, she sprang into action. Within days, she had launched a regional group of the National For the Love of Scrubs campaign. Within weeks, Norfolk Scrubs volunteers had more than 1,500 members, including more than 800 sewers, plus delivery drivers, pattern cutters and launderers. Individuals and businesses donated money to buy materials, and by early May, 10,000 metres of fabric had been ordered and thousands of tops, trousers, hats and laundry bags had been completed and delivered to frontline health workers across the county. Gillian has been joined by Claire Wyatt, Julia Wheeler, Emma Bradley and Diana Cripps to coordinate production, from raising money for materials through ordering fabric and delivering it to the sewers, to teams to collect and wash finished items and get them to hospitals, surgeries and care homes all over Norfolk. Volunteers include staff and former students of East Coast College. The fashion and textile students and staff are creating scrub hats and laundry bags. Julia Simnett studied the college's Great Yarmouth campus and said, "I feel immensely proud to be able to help. We all have to do our bit, however big or small." For more information, including how to help, visit norfolkscrubsvolunteers.org. Shielding. A Norwich man who set out to make 100 plastic face shields for hospitals, clinics and care homes has created and distributed more than 10,000. While furloughed from his job, Colin Breckens has used 3D printers to create face shields, visors and a device to help key workers and carers avoid contamination whilst opening doors or pressing buttons. Colin soon recruited a team of volunteers to make and deliver masks. Frontline Face Shields Norfolk has been supported by local individuals and businesses. To find out more or to donate, visit frontlinefaceshields.co.uk. Staff and schools, including Fakenham Academy and the Norwich School, and individuals across the county with access to 3D printers, have also been printing face shields for medics. Smile. Dentist Gautam Sharma is distributing personal protective equipment. He had to close the West Earlham Dental Practice in Norwich and has appealed to other dentists to use their spare stocks and purchasing power to get masks, gloves and aprons to medics and carers who need them. Smiles at westearlhamdental.co.uk.